Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live, New York, Monday night, Mad or Glad Monday. And hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. I got a call today from someone who was very disturbed over the economy, and I'm sure as millions of people are. They say Mr. Biden's rating is way down, you know. And this person was very concerned that several states, or maybe half a dozen states or more, according to the information, have been getting stimulus checks. Now, a lot of that may be coming from the state rather than the federal government. You know, the state many a times tell the federal government, that is, many a times tells the state, or you can to follow what we're doing, you can make up your own rule, you know. So a lot of these states that are giving out stimulus to help people, it's very commendable. Well, what about New York and the other big states, you know, that aren't? I mean, come on, wake up. People need help. A lot of people have lost their business. A lot of stores are closed. And the only people that are really thriving are those who have the billions and billions of dollars. Now, they talk about the stock market, of course, down record amount down in what? I don't know, a whole a year, the lowest in a year. And then they comment about how what's her name got on the news yelling. She's the Secretary of Economics, I guess. I don't know exactly what her title is, but she's the one of the top officials of the Biden administration. And she said that the financial workings of the country are working well. Sure, for people who have money. You know, I mean, what a stupid statement is that. It's not working for everybody. It's not working for those of us who are disabled and elderly. You know, maybe it's working for those that have big pensions and all that. Sure. But, you know, we, the disabled, have earned a lot more than we're getting because we have to do the job of the government in advocating for things that should already be there. And believe me, that's a hard job. You wouldn't want that job as an able-bodied person if it was reversed. You know, if you didn't have what you needed to conduct your everyday simple life, you wouldn't want the job to try and bring that about. Take it from somebody who knows, because it's a hard-ass job, and with no law to protect you, no enforcement. So that's a mad, you know, we deserve stimulus, we should be getting stimulus. And it appears that the President of the United States does not really care about the average person. Stimulus. All right. And, Inner Sight is of the opinion that Mr. Biden really needs to be visual and come on up and start doing. Now, I'm not against helping the people in the Ukraine at all. I think it's commendable that he's doing that. But what about us in this country? You know, you got to do both. I mean, obviously, you know, there's trouble with the economy. You hear it every day. And to say that everything is working financially, sure. But they're not addressing everybody. They're addressing the people with the money. Sure, if you got the money, it's working finance, it's working well. You know, people don't have to worry if they got millions, billions of dollars in the bank. All right, Inner Sight, man, a glad Monday. And coming up at about 8:30, we're going to have a phone call with a couple of people that we were instrumental in helping, and they're going to tell you how their Mother's Day was made happy, and Inner Sight had a little something to do with it. And we'll explain that to you. 8:30, we make our phone call right here on Inner Sight Live around the world, Mad or Glad Monday. We don't have an engineer on board as yet. I don't know if they're coming on or not. So if we're without an engineer, the way you can be on the show if you want to be is call the Inner Sight number. I'll give it to you in a minute. Call the Inner Sight number. Leave your number. We'll retrieve it. Nobody will get it. And then we can, if you want, we'll erase it. Call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Give us your number where you'd like to be called, and we'll jump off and call you. And you can voice your mad or glad right here live on Inner Sight. Brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. And once again, we thank them for all their help and their food for my guide dog. Appreciate that very much. Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. You want to send them one of those. And their phone number is 609-388-7004. On the Big East Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So give them a holler, check them out, support their efforts to save and help Akita. Again, 609-388-7004, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net on the email. Hey, Kennedy Realty over there in Islip, New York, my buddy, helping Inner Sight. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And we thank him for his help all the time. And now for the last, couple of years at least. All right. Thank you, Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. Want to have any questions about housing, give them a call. We salute all the beautiful children of the world, including those who have passed on. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, to mention a few of them. And all the children of the world, Inner Sight remembers and reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying. All right, Mad or Glad Monday. Let's see. We got to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. We want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help. And that, you know, if you need any information on the disabled, advocacy or info on Social Security, if you're trying to get disability and you need help with that, give them a call, 631-880-7929, 880-7929. On the SILO. And thank you very much for being a part of our program. Yeah, Inner Sight Around the World, and brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, medical when they can do it for your animal. 631-484-3085. You can find them up on the Facebook under Nobody Starved on Long Island. So talk to my friend Gary. Tell him what you need. And you don't have to give him a whole story. Just tell him you need the food, and that's enough for him. You don't have to fulfill any criteria. Stupid word, anyway. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. And let's see, what else we got? Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. And we remember and salute all those who served this country in a couple of weeks coming up on the Memorial Day for America. We'll be talking a lot about that, and we'll be telling you about the email I got from my congressman about how the VA doesn't believe that service dogs helps those who have served this country. Couldn't believe that I got an email like that. But we'll get into that as we get closer to the Veterans Day, end of the month. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday. And let's see, about 8:30 we'll be having a special phone call of someone who had a grateful Mother's Day, and Inner Sight helped to bring it about. We're very proud of that. You'll hear the deed from Mary and Maureen. So, Man of Glad, anything you're mad about or glad about, call our Inner Sight number, leave your number, and we'll call you back on the air. 631-224-3090. The way we have to work it right now. You know, one of the things that really bothers me, and we're going to be talking more about this, of course, on our Wednesday show, nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing. When a person goes to a hospital, always under the threat and danger of being coerced into a nursing home. Now, I don't think hospitals should be affiliated with nursing homes. See, they should do everything to get the person back to their own home in safety and in the with the treatment that they need. Now that means a big change in how the system is, you know, because the way it is now, it's horrible for people. You know, you have to depend on strangers you don't know to come in your home. A friend of mine is trying to get someone to clean their house and help them. And one of the first things he said to me is, I'm only going to let them in one room, the bathroom, and I'm going to watch them because I don't trust these people. And he's right. You can't trust them. You don't know them. How many aides have stolen from people over the years? You know, and most of the time, nothing even gets done about it. Maybe the person gets fired, but then they go to someplace else and do the same thing. So because of the way the system is, because the money is not at our disposal, and that's a mad, with built-in safety features to make sure it's being spent correctly, these are some of the problems that we have with AIDS, that you can't hire who you want or who you know, who you trust. And it's a very serious situation, and many times the money winds up being wasted that's supposed to be there for us because of the way the system is set up and the way it's handled. Congress should immediately do something about that. You know, that should be changed. People should have the right to run their own lives and have the money at their disposal to pay for what they get. See, that's the thing. Not just pick out the aid, but have the money to be able to say to this person, hey, you're working for me. I pay you. You know? And, you know, that would be a lot more powerful. And people would be able to conduct their lives better. So that's a mad right here on Mad or Glad Monday. And also, another mad is all the people in this country that are struggling and trying to keep their friends and loved ones out of nursing homes. You know, the money that's there to do that cannot, in many, many cases, be used for that because those people don't meet the criteria. See? There should be no criteria restrictions other than the fact that the person is disabled or elderly and they don't want to go to a nursing home. That should be the heavyweight. The freedom of choice. The money was there and the system run in the proper way, they wouldn't have to go to a nursing home because they'd be able to get whatever they need to help them in their own home, including physical therapy and everything else. But the system supports the nursing homes. That's why hospitals are affiliated and can send people over there. And that's why people are many times forced into nursing homes by the state. The money's not being used in the right way. We urge Congress to pass a law to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing and give people freedom and allow them to stay in their own home. And, you know, convert those funds and use the money to support that individual and keep them safe in their own home. That's the inner sight philosophy. And along those lines, we're contemplating a demonstration next September, if we can get enough support. September 17th, Saturday, 11 to 2, location to be announced. And what we would like to see happen is support on two fronts. One at the site of the demonstration and another one online. People to send out information and notices and stories. And whatever other information that we can gather. And we'd like to have some people at the scene, maybe Skyped in, to tell their story about the nursing homes. So we'll have to see how that goes, because we've got to get enough support to do it. So far, many people have been reluctant. We haven't had much support on it. But you never know. The tide may turn on that. The Americans with Disability Act anniversary coming up in July, well, they don't do a thing to help a person stay out of a nursing home, or to get out, for that matter. We found that out some time back when we tried to help a woman, and we had a lawyer, and they couldn't go to court under the ADA and keep her out of the nursing home. So what good is that? Doing the job. It's not helping us. It's not protecting us. People should not be forced to go into a nursing home where they take your money, your pension, your home. That is not, to me and to inner sight, the American way. All right, inner sight. Now let me go down the week schedule is. Let's see, we got tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday night is the nursing home show. Nursing homes kill people, turn them into accessible housing. Talk about that Wednesday. By the way, belated, happy, healthy Mother's Day to everybody out there, all you moms. Thursday night subject. The government is anti-disabled. We got the proof. We'll prove it to you. The facts. You know? So join us Thursday night for that show. Title. And, of course, Friday is the funnies. Let's see. We're still on rerun on cable. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And that's on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3 on the World Wide Web. 1997 on the Manhattan Cable, Wednesday night at 11. Thursday, we're on Altice, which is formerly Long Island Cable. So check us out Thursday night, 7:30, on the Altice on Long Island. That's the inner sight schedule. Anybody like to be on the show? Send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. Call the inner sight number, 631-224-3090, to leave your number, and we'll get back to you and you know, give us a couple of sentences why you'd like to be on the show. All right, inner sight. You can go to innersight.info if you'd like to make a donation through the PayPal. Help us keep the show on the air, $50 a month. Actually, it costs $39 and change, but we add $10 if you can do it. And that money goes into the Inner Sight Fund, the extra $10. So there's the honesty of Inner Sight. See? We tell it like it is. Innersight.info if you want to check out the website. We thank you for it. And this is Mad or Glad Monday, and I heard yesterday on the news that this Russian leader was saying that the Ukraine started the war. Well, you know, we all know military propaganda and misleading information and lies and everything else is all part of many of the military operations. So people will come to their senses and this thing will be ended. You know, live and let live concept. All right, Inner Sight, we have a couple of guests coming up in a few minutes. And the story of how Inner Sight brought mother and daughter together. A great, great story about a woman who was trying to get help from the system and couldn't. Is that criteria stuff again. So we're going to place a phone call to Maureen and Mary, and we'll have to render a little silence here. It's like a station break, so stand by now. Don't go away, world. We'll be right back. First, let's have a word from our sponsor, Able News. Able is the paper on and about the disabled. We've got columns by various experts, calendar of events, personal column. You want to try to meet a new friend? Check out Able News. All the news pertaining to the disabled, where disabled people get priority. All right, so if you want to know anything that's going on in the disabled community, call, or that is, get a free subscription for Able News online. It's free. My good friend Angela Melanie, the editor-in-chief of Able News, and we thank them for being a part of Inner Sight. All right, stand by. We're going to break the station and come back with our guest. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and we have Maureen on the line. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
And your mom, Mary, is she?
Yeah, she's here. She's getting a little tired, but she's here. Say hi, Mom, to Frank and Inner Sight listeners. Mommy?
I'm here, too.
Oh, say hi.
Hi.
Say hi to Frank. And
hey,
getting a little tired.
Mary.
Here, say hi to Frank and the Inner Sight listeners.
Hi, Frank, Inner Sight.
Hey, Mary. Don't worry, Mary. Get some rest.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Maureen.
Okay, she's getting sleepy. Okay.
Yeah. So thank you so much for taking the time.
Okay.
Being on the show. I said a few minutes ago that we were instrumental. I'm not going to take total credit because most of the credit goes to you.
Oh, thank
and your
you.
Mom. But we were instrumental in bringing the two of you together for Mother's Day, which was yesterday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Last year, you weren't able to be together, right?
Or the year before.
Or the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
2 years we missed. Yep.
Yeah.
And some birthdays and Christmases and Easters and all holidays and special days and other every days, you know.
Yeah.
It was a horror.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about having to have your mom out of the nursing home and you know, near you?
Oh, it's just been terrific. And thank you, Frank and Suzanne, and Inner Sight for all that you did for us in helping get her out and us being reunited again. And it's just been wonderful, you know. I mean, especially with the pandemic going on, it was just, I used to go every day and spend 15 hours every day there with her. And just March, 10th of 2020, to just be shut off, and except for a few little visits at the end of that year. And last year. It was a horror. It was a horror.
Well, we got to thank the Helping Hand, too. They had a little
Helping Hand,
part
too.
Of this.
Yes, Alice Crispo and Helping Hands. They've been great, too, and helped.
Now, tell us,
in his sight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what happened. You tried to get in to the system,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Through the nursing home, whatever they call that. They got a couple of different programs. Transitional.
The transition. And I had been with Sydney. We had been with two of the Center for Independent Disabled New Yorkers.
Yeah.
4.5 years with them, and you know, a lot of back and forth, and then not hearing at all, and just dropping the ball altogether. In fact, the girl from the housing part said that I did more to get her out than she did. it was just, you know, 4.5 years just wasted of, you know. And then when I got the call January of last year, Alice said that there was a place up in Westchester. Would we, you know, be interested?
Alice from the Helping Hands.
Yeah, Alice Crespo from Helping Hands. Yeah, and I said, yeah. And then I came up. Well, there was a lot of paperwork and everything there, too, and back and forth. And, of course, not being able to go in person to places, too. And then in April I came, and it was a nice place, and I said yes. And
did you get anything at all from the independent living, any cash money? Or
yeah, in a dream I would have gotten that.
What?
I got nothing. I said in my dreams I would have gotten. I got nothing from
you
them.
You got nothing from them?
Nothing. Nothing at all from
even
them.
Even when they knew that your mom was getting out of that place?
Nothing. I got absolutely nothing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Got absolutely not a
That's thing. Horrible.
It really is, you know. But nursing homes have to be shut down. They are no good.
Yeah.
I know none of them are good, but...
Well, we want to turn them into accessible housing.
Yes, well, that would be good. That would be a good idea.
Something good.
Right, exactly. I mean,
something where people want to be.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right now, people don't want to be in those places.
No.
I would say 98% of the people, if you asked them, would you rather be in your own home with all the help you need,
mm-hmm.
they would jump at it.
Exactly. And I look at my poor mom and what was done to her body, thanks to one nursing home in particular, Dry Harbor in Middle Village, Queens. Please, nobody go there. Don't send any loved one there, or don't even send your worst enemy there. I mean, really, she still has a feeding. No, they left a feeding tube in her for 5 years when it wasn't necessary. She was eating. They were giving her 3 meals a day. I could bring food. Everything, and she's still having issues with the hole in her stomach. Tonight it's leaking a bit again, and it's just been a horror, you know. They let her eye, a cataract, go too far with that, and, you know.
They neglected her.
They neglected her, and she lost two toes to gangrene.
They neglect everybody.
They do. I mean, what good were they? This was supposed to be of help. They ravaged her body. From head to toe, from her eye, her stomach, and her feet, her tip to toe, you know. So you've been off, not only that, but I don't know, there's a little feedback on
here. Who's talking in the background?
I don't know, nobody here. It sounds like it's on the phone. I hear it, too.
It's me, Frank.
Is it Susan?
Well, you can't do that. You got to identify yourself.
Oh, it's somebody else.
I did a while ago.
Well, we didn't hear you. You can't. You gotta.
Who is that, Suzanne?
Be clear.
Yeah.
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Listen,
thank you.
How many times did you say to me that I want to quit and move into the nursing home with her? How many times?
Oh, yeah. I thought that's what was going to have to be if nothing happened. I thought I was going to have to go in with her, and I certainly didn't want to do that. But,
I said,
we prevailed.
Yeah. You're not failing. You're going to do the best, and you're going to get her out. And you did.
I know.
Yeah.
Because it just seems so hopeless sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
But it happened, you know? It really did.
Well, that's how much you cared about your mom, so much that you were thinking about, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that would have been the last resort, but I just couldn't have been without her anymore with this stinking pandemic going around, especially, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was such a horror, you know?
So what would you say to people now? That there's a lot of people in this country that are trying to keep their loved ones out of nursing homes,
mm-hmm.
you know, be a relative or just even a friend, you know,
mm-hmm. right.
who can't get help from these agencies.
Well, that's the sad part, that you can't really get help from them, you know. It's I called Sydney I don't know how many different times, and I was put to different people, and I mean, it was just such a waste of, I spent an hour one day on the phone with one of the Polo Care people. I think you got in touch with him too, Frank, one time. Didn't you, someone from Polo Care? That was a total waste, you know? Yeah, remember,
it was.
Susan? It was. And they did nothing. Honestly, they did nothing. Yeah.
They took in a lot of money.
Yes,
they did. Nursing homes are a big business, a big business. They really, you know, I mean, you're one of, 20 patients maybe, or how many ever it is in whatever particular nursing home. You can't get the care that you need as an individual at home when she wants something and I can get it for her, or... You know, just basic day, everything, you know, that she wants or needs, you know. They're not going to come in whenever she, you know. You know, they didn't even have her call bell sometimes for her. So if she did want something, she was out of luck, you know.
Yeah, well, what do you think about the idea of what InnerSight wants to do? Changing turning the nursing homes into accessible housing. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, Maureen? That would be a great idea. I mean, that really would. You know, people have to have their own apartments. People have to be comfortable in their own place. You know, you just have to be comfortable where you know, and have your needs met when you want them. And I think it's a great idea, you know, I really do. That would be the best thing to do for people, instead of having people give up everything. I mean, when my mom had to go into the nursing home, it not only her money was gone, but both monies together were gone. I mean, I couldn't live after that in the house that we were in. So the money was gone, our possessions, some of them had to be gotten rid of, and as well as, of course, us not being together, number one. It was a horror, and really, she could have. If she's out now, she really didn't have to be in from the get-go. And like
so
I said,
not only did your mom lose everything, you lost everything.
Exactly, and not only that. I mean, we're up here; we're in a nice place. I mean, don't get me wrong; it's a nice place, but we're used to Queens. You know what I mean? We lived in Queens all our lives, and Staten Island, but mostly Queens. So it took a lot of adjustment to get used to here. Thank God I've got my roommate from down there. He's just been great, even with his cancer. He comes up and helps out. And
what's his name?
His name is Vinny.
Vinny?
Yeah, B-I-N-N-I-E.
Hey, Vinny, thanks a lot.
thanks. So he comes up most times, once a week even, and he's going through chemo and everything. And she's got two great aides and... couple other people who have helped out from time to time, so you know.
I wonder how many people have suffered because somebody in their family or a friend had to go to a nursing home. You ever think of that? It's not just the person who goes into the place.
Right.
How about the people in their lives?
Well, you know, actually, before this happened to us. It happened to a couple people on our block where we lived on 77th Street in Queens. And it was a mother and her son across the street. And then it was a husband and wife on our side of the street. And I used to pray, please don't make something like that ever happen to us. And unfortunately, it did.
Wow.
But we all had to give up our home because they take all your – they take – if you rent a home, I mean, if you can't afford it, it's gone. If you own the home – it's gone. your assets are gone. Anything,
yeah.
It goes to them. The money.
Now, another statistic that I bet you can't find. How many people in the last 5 years, let's say, have lost their home that they owned?
Mm-hmm.
The home that they owned to a nursing home.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to do that. You have to give it up.
Google that.
Mm.
Yeah,
you
won't get an answer.
I don't think I'll get an answer. Hold on.
You know, but I bet you there's thousands, maybe millions of people.
Of course. I remember in Dry Harbor, that I'm not picking on Dry Harbor for no reason. I mean, they were the most brutal.
Yeah.
And I remember the social worker saying to this poor lady who was, I think, 90-something, oh, well, this is where you have to live now. This is your home. You don't have your home anymore. And I thought you, rhymes with witch. Would you even, I bet she was the social worker. She wouldn't even want to spend a week in Dry Harbor, believe me.
Yeah.
And just the way she was talking to that poor, and they used to say, oh, this is your home now. Yeah? Home? Home, sweet hell.
My home? Get out. I don't want you here.
Right, exactly. You know? So I think it's a great idea to turn them into that, you know, and then everybody could have their own place and, you know, their needs.
So did you have a good Mother's Day with your mom yesterday?
Yeah, we had a nice day. It was quiet. It was her and myself and the aide, but just the fact that we were together, that's the important part. I didn't have to be worrying about what's she doing right now and how is she and everything. And just
little things mean a lot.
Ah, that's for certain. That is for certain. You know?
Mm-hmm. And that's what Inner Sight is about, bringing people together many times, fighting for their rights.
Mm-hmm.
We just had another woman who they tried to separate her and her service dog, social service.
Mm.
We straightened them out.
Yeah.
You know, and she still got her dog with her.
That's good. The cruelness of what goes on, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it just seems so absolutely cruel what they do, you know, to people.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's all because we don't have protection of the law.
Mm-hmm. Well, for instance, I got sent a smartphone that I can't use at all. Even my friend, Binny, who I mentioned, he's taking it back down to Queens to look up on the computer because his friends have he can't figure it out. So, you know, I was told, oh, this phone that I used to have is obsolete. Well, doesn't that make me, as a legally blind person, obsolete also? Isn't that what they're saying?
Obsolete. Well, what about the new smartphone? Isn't that obsolete? You can't use it?
I mean, I can't see the icons. And she babbles on talking when, you know, she's supposed to be given instructions. You just can't. There's no figuring that phone out. And I've heard, you know, I mean, why would you send someone who's legally blind or blind a phone that they can't use? It's absurd.
And these are the devices they want. These are the devices they want us to use for our safety.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
They don't care about us. They really don't. If they did, they would provide a phone that we could use.
They'd make sure that everybody could read it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would
especially if you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, they should have just kept the phone with the push buttons, but not these. Don't send somebody a smartphone and say, "Oh, I'm going to send you the exact same phone you had." That was through the government, actually. So now they send a smartphone that I can't use.
Sorry,
Suzanne.
How about even a Braille display that's attached to the back of the phone? I made that suggestion to Apple. You know what they said to me? We can't do that. That's adding to the phone. I said, why can't you do that? Then now that's just saying that I can't see and you're not going to service me. That's what I said.
They don't care. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care because they get away with it.
Yeah.
Why should they care if they get away with it?
That's right.
Unfortunately, they don't.
Of Apple.
Could
you imagine?
What was that, Susan?
I said I was in the disability of Apple, and they said also that the mic that's on the bottom that you speak to, can't they put something on the top that doesn't get, distracted with the bottom mic? Mm. So if you talk the bottom mic. You'll be able to hear what's on the top mic. No, we can't do the voiceover. It doesn't work.
That's mad.
That's a real mad.
They don't care. They don't care. They really don't
care.
They
don't. Very much so.
No, because there's no enforcement.
No.
Believe me, if there was enforcement, they would care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They would damn ass care.
That's right.
Because they'd be in big trouble.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't
would.
Do that to anyone else.
No.
Only us.
That's right.
Everybody else
can
access it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But I can't see what, and you and Suzanne can't see the icon. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
We can't see the icon.
And, no, I'm starting to get blurrier with my near vision. It's really terrible. And I used to, my glasses, and every one of them has fallen apart, the piece of poop that they've given me. And I'm getting so fed up. Now they're telling me, well, maybe it's time you need to go to Braille. I'm like, you're going to teach me Braille when nothing in the world is made in Braille?
Yeah, what right. Where are you going to use the Braille? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when I went to school and... seventh grade, although my mom had said no Braille, the doctor said never to do Braille, but they came with the Braille anyway, and they taught me to type Braille. Well, where was I going to use this, typing this Braille? That was more waste of, you know, time.
Time and
you know?
Effort. They wanted to go to a non-time program that all it did was be a big old daycare. I swear I did everything not to go there. And they just said, okay, you can't go there until a year from now. I said, good. Thank you. I'll see you in a year. I didn't want to go in the first place. And I just said, yes, just so I can get out of it in a way. And I did. I had surgery that week, and it was great. It was my excuse. You know.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Maureen, we're very happy for you and your mom. And
thank you.
I wish we could have done a lot more.
Well, thanks anyway, and thanks for your support.
And by the way, not that I want to brag, but the other agencies didn't do a damn thing for you.
No.
Financially. Well, Helping Hand helped you a little.
Yeah, both of you, Innersight and Helping Hand, were the only two.
But not the big ones.
No. They did zilch. Zero, nada. And whatever
language.
They did nothing. Nothing. They just wasted our time. And
We're with you. Right. And you know the difference?
Mm.
We're with you to the point where, God forbid, if they ever try to do it again, they're going to have to fight us, too.
Oh, yeah. They ain't going to try to do it again, believe me.
So there it is. No other agency can make that statement.
Right.
Thank
you. Mm-hmm,
because they're afraid to make it.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And they're controlled by the state.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not.
Right, right.
We're not.
That's
there's
right.
the difference right there.
There you go. Yep, that's it. That's it. Yep, well, thank
so,
you again. And
just know
and
that we're behind you guys.
Thanks very much. And we appreciate it. And I wish she could have been. She's pooped out now.
The nurse came today.
She comes every other day to do
I
the stomach thing.
The wound vac would clean out all the dirty stuff out of that wound and just let it heal naturally. I don't understand why they didn't give wound vacuum. It's like a vacuum that sucks out all the yucky stuff. And I don't understand why they didn't give it to me.
Yeah, well, you know, they've tried different things, and they said it'll just probably be an ongoing process. And I don't want to put her through anything else, you know. She's going to be 87 next week, and she's been through
God
so much
her.
Already. You know?
My mom, too, would have been 87, you know?
That's why
you ought to talk
to a lawyer, because there's something more there that has to be...
Yeah, I'm going to check that out definitely because I'm going to do that because this is disgraceful. Mm-hmm. Negligent, disgraceful.
No, seriously, do it before it's too late. I called attorneys for my mom, and about three or four of them said no. So please, do it before it's too late for you to do it.
Yeah, I'll have to do that because this is just disgraceful and negligent and everything else, really, to let a person who was eating be kept on a feeding tube and the consequences.
All right, Maureen, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to go on with the rest of the program.
Okay, thanks, Frank. Thank you.
And next week is your mom's birthday, right? What day?
Tuesday, the 17th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
we got to be sure and remember her birthday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll try to call them more often.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the time she used to
pull you hung up. That was my mom's birthday.
July, right?
Yeah.
July? Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I'm sorry you couldn't have had a better outcome, Suzanne. I really am, you know.
No, Not you know what?
Didn't happen.
She's in the bed right now. She was suffering badly towards the end.
Mm.
She had a severe infection, so severe that I never seen her whole arm on the right side, her dominant arm, completely limp. She couldn't move it anymore. And that's all there for. Yeah, her whole arm.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, they made it worse.
Of course.
They made it different. They said it wasn't neglect. How could it not be neglect when she moved her arm when she got in there, and now she can't move her arm?
What
do you call it?
Disgusting. Yeah. Of course.
I gave her what she wanted. So it tore my heart. I gave her what she wanted. Even though... And she hugged my hand and didn't want to let go. She didn't want to let go. Yeah.
I remember that. I remember that.
All right. Thank you very much, Maureen.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Have a good night.
You too. Charlie.
Yeah.
Speak with you soon.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
In his sight. Stand by. All right. A great, great story and you know, a credit and a proof. People can get out of those places, you know. But the better story would be that people never have to go to those places.
That's even a better story. Oh my God.
That's what we want to accomplish. And you know why? One of the reasons it's very hard to accomplish that, because the agencies for the disabled cannot help us accomplish that.
That's right. You're right.
They're inhibited by the stupid programs and criteria. Now, in a couple of months, people are going to celebrate, and I don't know why the hell they're going to celebrate, the Americans with Disability Act. What has that done to keep people out of nursing homes? Tell me one
Nothing.
Thing.
Nothing.
What good is it? How can people celebrate a law that doesn't do a damn thing to protect us?
That's right.
So, Inner Sight has the solution. Join with us Wednesday night to hear more about that.
Yeah.
On the nursing homes, kill people, turn them into accessible housing. All right. By the way, I don't know, we have maybe time for one phone call, 213-816-1650 for a quick phone call. Anybody on the line?
That's Anthony.
Anthony's on the line?
Yep, he's coming.
Hi.
All right.
Suzanne. Hi,
coming
Frank.
In from, oh, there you are. Hi.
Yeah.
How are you?
We only have 5 minutes, but I just
Yeah. So, you know, I agree with what, you know, Marlene was saying, and I'm really glad that we were able to get Mary out of a nursing home. I, you know, really was, you know, doubtful at times, you know, when you get down about it because you feel like it's never going to happen and the process took forever. But I'm so happy that, you know, Mary is home with her. And, you know, she's comfortable and she's happy and content now, and she'll be able to live with her mother and everything for the rest of her life. And they have an aide and, you know, they're much better off. And I don't think that Biden is ever going to do anything stimulus-wise or anything from this country, for this country. I think eventually they're just going to get rid of him and get somebody else, and we have to hope for better when we get another president.
That's true.
I agree with that.
I mean, if you look at it, you know, they sent his wife to do some work in Ukraine, and they sent Nancy Pelosi to do some work in, I forgot what country it was, that he was supposed to do, and I think his administration is getting ready to wrap up. He takes more vacation than you can imagine, and I just don't think that he can handle the job, and think that it's, you know, it's better to look for somebody else and, you know, look toward the future. And I really wonder if the Republicans are going to win, you know, with them talking about wanting to overturn abortion and all that. And it's going to be, you know, a very exciting time at the ballot box and, you know, in the world, you know, between what they want to do in the Supreme Court and everything. It'll be very interesting to watch it unfold and see what happens, but I really don't think it's going to happen. I just think they're getting everybody worked up. You know, I think that in the end, Roe versus Wade will win out, you know what I mean, even if we agree with it or not.
Yeah, that's true.
As far as that goes, I believe that it's got to be connected to a danger element if a woman wants to get rid of the child. You know?
Yeah, well, the problem with abortion a lot of times, Frank, is that a young woman dates a young guy and he doesn't want the responsibility of taking care of a child, so she prefers him over the child, and she doesn't want
to
lose him.
Well, give it to somebody who does.
They don't want to deal with any part of it, of giving labor and everything like that. They just say, oh, you know, just get rid of it, and that's
the way
they look at it.
Well, maybe the girl should be helped in such a way that she'll, you know, carry it and give birth. You know, there's got to be a lot more elements involved.
Yeah, but they don't want to hear anything about that. They're so young, and all they want to do is hang out and party.
Everybody's different,
and,
you know.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody's an
individual.
I'll tell you, I'm a female. If it was ever me, I would not, you know, get rid of it in that manner. I'd probably, you know, if it was like a rape or something, I'd probably give it to a relative until I was capable of.
Oh, we
got to
go. We'll see you tomorrow night on the open mic. I want to thank everybody for listening. All our callers, thank Maureen, Mary, Anthony, and all the callers of Inner Sight and the listeners and people who keep the show on the air. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090 is the Inner Sight number. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.